Now you notice today we're not in Matthew.
大家知不知道我们今天不是要看马太福音？
If you don't have a Bible, there's some in the back.
如果没有圣经，后面桌上还有。
And if you're not familiar with Corinthians, it's a few books after the Gospels. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, Corinthians.
如果大家不知道哥林多前书在哪里，它是在福音书的后面几书，在使徒行传和马太书后面。
Now, we're getting in Matthew, we're getting to the point of Jesus' crucifixion.
我们看马太福音，我们其实已经快要讲到耶稣上十字架的地方了。
Now, if you remember 2 weeks ago, Jesus was talking about coming in glory and the judgment and the end of the world.
我们大家记不记得两个礼拜前，我们谈到耶稣的荣耀、审判以及天国再来。
And you see this picture of this great king.
我们看到就是这个伟大的君王。
But then last week, Jesus turns to his disciples and talks about how, yes, but this great king's going to suffer and face death.
可是上礼拜我们看到这个伟大的君王告诉他的门徒，他即将受难受死。
And if you remember, we noticed that that's totally against normal human nature.
其实这跟人性是完全违背的，不一样的。
Because man starts from the low place and tries to go to climb up to the top.
因为依照人性，我们都是想从低处往上爬。
And we were talking about how Jesus started from the highest place in the universe and embraced this weakness and lowliness and humility.
可是我们看到的却是这个宇宙至高的君王，他愿意。来到世上，拥抱人间的苦难和软弱和卑贱。
And so today I'm taking a brief break from this story of Jesus.
我们今天要看的不是耶稣的故事。
And before we look at what happens next and the betrayal and the suffering and the crucifixion of Jesus, I want to take a moment and look at the implications of God's plan of redemption.
我们在看耶稣被出卖、耶稣受难和受死之前，我们要先来看看神救赎计划的意涵。
I want to look at the fact of God in His plan having Jesus embrace weakness and how that also has implications for you and me.
我们要来看在神的救赎计划里面，他如何让耶稣来拥抱人性的软弱，而我们成为基督徒以后，我们应该学习来拥抱人性的软弱。
Because it's not just Jesus who embraces the cross, and that the implication is not just related to our salvation, but it's also related to our daily lives.
因为耶稣受死，愿意接受上十字架这个过程，不但对我们成为基督徒有很重要、很重大的意义，对我们每天的生活也有很重大的意义。
Okay, so if you'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
请大家现在请翻到哥林多前书一章。
And if we can get a volunteer to read from verse 18 to chapter 2, verse 5.
我们请一位帮我们念一章十八节到二章五节。
Someone in the back this time.Actually, on this side, everybody's in the back. So. Anyone who wants to read the English?
有没有人愿意念英文?
Okay. Chapter 1, verse 18 to chapter 2, verse 5. And then who wants to read the Chinese?
When?
Okay. Let me get you a mic.
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord. When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power.
In Chinese?
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不叫这世上的智慧都变成愚拙吗？ 世人凭自己的智慧，既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧。我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。 但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力，神的能力，神的智慧。因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。 神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们得在基督耶稣里。 是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎，如经上所记。夸口的当指着主夸口。弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。 我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。The
weak things to shame the wise.
神用软弱的人来使智慧的人羞愧。
Now, I don't know how many of you know much about political history.
我不知道大家对于政治历史有多少了解。
But probably you've all heard that people from the United States have this attitude against the rich and powerful, and that the common man should be able to govern.
但是大家应该知道说，美国人他们一向不太喜欢有权力又有钱的人，他们觉得应该让普罗大众来治理国家。
And so, you know, back in the 1700s, they rebelled against the King of England, and they said there should be no king in America.
在17世纪的时候，他们就反抗当时的英国国王，他们就说，在美国我们绝对不要任何的国王。
Now that's the general sentiment of Americans at that time, but actually, in the South, there was a little bit different attitude, and my ancestors are from the South.
这是当时候美国大众的想法，可是在美国南方的人的想法又有点不一样。我的祖先就是来自美国南方。
A lot of the Southerners had very big plantations.
在美国南方有很多人都有大农场。
And they had a kind of kinship. They liked the idea of an aristocracy, a certain group that's elevated and better and more enlightened than everyone else and should be the rulers.
在那个时候，南方，美国南方，他们比较喜欢有阶级制度，好像有一种贵族制度的出现。他们希望有人地位高是来治理地位比较低的人。
And so the biggest thing to do was if you could look back in your genealogy and somewhere back there find nobility.
那他们就是想说，在看家族史的时候，我们如果回溯我们的家族史，有时候都会发现，其实有些人的祖先都是贵族出身。
And it's so weird. Somehow you feel good about yourself if somewhere back there you have a king or a duke or something in your ancestry.
那如果你运气好，刚好发现你的祖先很久很久前有个国王或一个公爵，你就会觉得你的出身不错。
And sometimes actually the people who did the genealogy research were not very honest, just because their client really desired it. So somehow they would find a connection that's not really there.
那些专门帮人家做追寻家族史的人，有时候他们很不诚实，因为他们知道委托他们做家族史的人都希望能够找到有贵族的祖先，那有时候他们就作假。
So when I was a kid, I grew up thinking that our family had a connection to Charlemagne, which was the greatest king in Europe of the, like, what, 600, 780? Charlemagne.
那我小时候我一直以为我家族的家族史可以一直都追溯到中古欧洲的时候一个很有名的国王 Charlemagne.
And you know, somehow from North Carolina there's a settlers that came from the area part of the Rhine and that they were kind of descended from Charlemagne's offspring.
那在北卡的地方有一群从那时候从欧洲移民来的人，他们自以为说，他们也认为说，他们的祖先是来自莱茵河那个地带，所以他们也有欧洲贵族的血统。
It's nice to feel somehow that your family is noble, right?
如果知道说自己家族之前曾经有一些贵族，当然你会觉得你自己出身不错。
But I've been doing my own research.
但是我自己也有做了我家族史的一些研究。
And actually, last time I took a trip to the U.S., I looked at some records.
我去年回美国的时候，我就看了一些有关家族史的文件。
And I found out that whole claim is bogus.
我发现我之前自以为是那些贵族的出身，那些都是作假的。
We have no claim to nobility in our family.
我的家族完全没有贵族的血统。
No connection to a king.
跟国王一点关系都没有。
Just a commoner.
不过是一般大众而已。
I have nothing to stand on or feel good about.
所以我看我家族史，我实在没什么可夸的。
And it's really weird because it seems like God turns those tables and the people sometimes he calls are the people who are nobodies and nothing to stand on.
所以神他的做法常常是颠覆我们一般的做法，他呼召那些一无是处的人，呼召那些软弱的人。
Now, I guess in Taiwan, if you can claim descent from Confucius, that's a big thing, right?
在台湾，如果你是孔子的后代，大家大概都会很尊重你吧。
But because of all the different turmoils and upheavals in the past, no one kind of has connections to some noble family, I assume.
可是因为过去的近代史非常的混乱，所以台湾的人好像很无法追溯他们的家族史到远古。
But you can have a connection to a rich family.
可是你也可以跟人家说，哦，我家族跟那个很有钱的那个大家族是有关联的。
And human beings value this exalted status.
因为人性就是最尊重，就是喜欢这些地位高的人。
But it's so funny that it seems like God sometimes deliberately chooses people to bring to faith and put on display to overturn that whole thinking.
可是很有意思的是，神的做法，他常常是呼召那些地位卑贱、软弱的人来让这些地位地位高又有钱的人把他们比下去。
And so he puts on display weakness.
所以他就让人的软弱让呈现在大家面前。
And unfortunately, this sometimes will give an impression to everybody else that's not Christians.Christianity is something for weak people.
可是神这样的做法就会让一些非基督徒以为说， 神，基督徒就是软弱的人。
I don't know how many times I've heard the following statement.
我常常听人家这么说。
In their blind pride, people will say, religion is for losers and the people who can't get their life together.
有些人因为心里出于心里的骄傲，就说，宗教信仰是给那些失败的人去信的，给那些自己生活都过不好的人去信的。
And I'm sure you've all read Karl Marx's statement about religion being the opiate or the drug of the masses.
我相信大家也都听过马克思的名言，就是信仰宗教是人民的鸦片。
And so people will, from this attitude, will look at you and say, you're a Christian because you're weak and you can't face life on your own.
所以如果其他人是用这种角度来看你，来看基督徒，他们就会说，你信仰，你信宗教是因为你太软弱，你没办法自己面对生活。
Now most people are more polite than that.
不过其实大多数人他们不会这么明白的说出来。
In the you know, casual conversation, they'll find out you're a Christian.
如果你跟他们聊天的时候，他们发现你是基督徒。
And they won't say anything aloud.
他们不会把心中的想法说出来。
But there'll just be this moment of silence.
他们可能就是不讲话。
And the look in their eyes as they look at you says, oh, you're one of those.
可是你看他们眼神，你就可以知道他们心里面想的说，哦，原来你也是那群失败的人其中一个。
And all over the world, in Western cultures that are strongly influenced by Christianity, people have this attitude.
在很多西方国家里面，过去曾经都是基督教非常盛行的国家，可是现在很多人在这种国家都有这种想法。
You will see that look in people's eyes if they find out you're a Christian. If you're in Australia or New Zealand or the Americas or Europe, you'll see that look very often.
你如果在澳洲、纽西兰、美国或欧洲，人家知道你是基督徒，你常常都会看到他们眼神，就是这种眼神。
Modern man thinks he's done away with those old-fashioned, unenlightened ideas.
现在人自以为说他们不需要这些过时、这些未受启蒙的想法。
And he thinks, His reasoning is beyond all that.
他觉得他的理智超乎一切。
Now in Taiwan, people have a little better attitude towards different religions.
在台湾，大部分的人对于不同宗教的态度比较好一点。
And for Taiwan, if they find out you're a Christian, it doesn't say much. But it's not until they see the implication of Christianity in the decisions you make, then you start getting that same kind of look.
在台湾，人家如果知道你是基督徒，他们不会有什么太大的反应。可是他们如果开始看到基督教在你身上产生的反应，看到你因为信仰而做出来的决定，他们可能开始会瞧不起你。
Because when you're a Christian, God changes your priorities of what's important in life.
因为你一成为基督徒，你信主之后，主他就会开始转变你，改变你生命中的重点。
And the things that you value, other people do not value, and the things that other people value, you stop valuing.
你重视的别人不重视，别人重视的你不重视。
And so when they realize you didn't do something that everyone thinks you should do, then they'll say, "Oh, you're one of those fanatics."
那他们如果发现你行事风格跟他们迥然不同，他们就会说，原来你也是宗教狂热分子。
People in Taiwan think, "Oh, you're not doing what you're doing is not practical."
人们在台湾，人家会跟你说，你做这些事情实在很不切实际。
You don't need to be so fanatical about your religion.
他们说信教不用信到这么狂热吧。
You can skip Sunday service if you got a test on Monday.
你如果礼拜有考试，你礼拜天为什么还要去做礼拜呢？
And you know, as we try to do God's will in our lives, we will inevitably, whether immediately from the beginning or later on, we will look foolish and weak to them.
如果我们很努力要遵从神的意志来过生活，你一定会或多或少，有时候会，人家会觉得说你很软弱，你很愚昧。
Because the world cannot understand God's will and God's priorities.
因为这世上的人没办法了解神重视的是什么，没办法了解神的意志。
And so it seems like foolishness.
所以在世人的眼中，我们的行为看起来就是愚昧。
Have you had that experience?People looking at you.
大家有没有这种经验过？就是被人家瞧不起。
Those Christian fools.
他们就觉得说这些基督徒真是笨蛋。
But the really sad thing is that the vast majority of the world is blind to what is really true.
不过事实上，对于真理盲目的人是世上这些人。
God turns everything upside down from the way we think.
神 它颠覆一切我们的想法。
The world's thinking is actually what's foolish, and that's the sad thing. People don't are blind to that.
世上的想法其实是愚昧的，可是很多人都不知道。
Last week we saw it in the cross and people's reactions to Jesus talking about dying.
上礼拜我们看到耶稣坛上十字架这件事情，还有人们对于耶稣上十字架这件事的反应。
To the world, the most stunning defeat is if your leader gets dragged off in chains, in humiliation, in scorn, and gets crucified and done away with. That looks like the biggest defeat of all.
在世人的眼中，如果你是一个君王，结果呢，你被用手铐着，被拖去上十字架受死刑，被人家羞辱，被人家轻视，这是最大的失败。
The king executed as a common criminal.
一个君王竟然被当作罪犯来处决。
So much for that.
真的是有够荣耀啊。
But see, God turned that into victory.
可是神却把这个失败转变成胜利。
It was his intention all along.
神原本的计划就是要这么做。
See how things turn upside down?
所以大家更清楚神怎么样颠覆世人的想法吗？
I'll give you another example.
再告诉大家另外一个例子。
Do you remember when you were a child and playing at school?
大家记不记得小时候在国小的时候跟大家玩？
And if you want to play a team game, you have to choose teams.
那时候如果要分队来玩游戏，大家一定要选团，
一定是队员。I don't know how they do it at schools in Taiwan, but where I went to school,you picked a captain of each team. That's what you did first.
我不知道美国跟台湾的做法有没有一样，不过在美国，我们那时候都会先选两队的队长。
So you got to have two teams. You start with picking two captains.
所以你如果要分两队，你就要先选出两个队长。
And usually those two people are everybody kind of acknowledges they're the best or they're the leaders.
这些队长通常都是大家认为最棒、最优秀的人。
And then the two captains take turns picking the teammates.
那这两个队长就轮流来选队员。
Now, if you're a wise captain, right, you're gonna decide who you're gonna pick. You're gonna pick the best people you can as soon as you can before the other captain picks them in his turn.
如果你是队长，你够聪明的话，你就要赶快选那些体能最好的人，要抢在另外一个队长之前把那个体能好的人选出来。
Pick the strongest and the most skilled first.
选那些最厉害的。
And the big fear of childhood? What's the big fear of childhood?
那当小孩最怕的事情就是
You're kind of last and unwanted.
你就是最怕你都是你是那种没有人要选你的，到最后了你还站在那边没有人要选你。
Verse 27 and 28 say, God is the one who picks the last ones first.
可是27、28节告诉我们，神都是要选那些最卑贱、最软弱的。
It turns everything upside down.
他颠覆一切的做法。
Look at verse 27 and 28. Talks about the foolish things, the weak things, the lowly things, the despised things.
27节这边告诉我们，神选那些软弱的、卑贱的、无有的、愚拙的。
Certainly, Jesus was really despised.
那时候，耶稣当然也是被世人轻贱。
And I love verse 28. That summary. He just says.He picks the things that are not.
我很喜欢28节这边做的总结，这边告诉我们说，神拣选那无有的。
The things that are so and considered by the world so unworthy of attention as if they don't exist.
那些无有的就是在世人眼中最没有价值的，跟没有存在一样。
It's like the great rich man who has a little servant in there, and they never even talk directly to the servant, as if the servant is just part of the wall or something.
就好像那个有钱人的仆人一样，没有人会去跟那个仆人讲话，好像仆人就是壁侍一样。
The things that are not.
这就是那种所谓无有的人。
You've all heard the expression, I'm a nobody.
大家都听过这句话，就是一无是处。
Well, it says here, God chooses the nobodies.
神在这边选的就是那一无是处的人。
Now, here's an implication for you.
这对我们来讲都有很大的意涵。
In his plan of salvation, God embraced weakness for Jesus.
在神的救赎计划里面，耶稣他为我们去接纳那软弱的人。
And in his plan of salvation, God embraced weakness in the people he would choose to spread his gospel.
在神的救赎计划里面，他也接受软弱，还有那些软弱的人，用他们来传他的福音。
So the implication for you, as you can see what it was for Paul, is you embrace weakness too.
所以大家也可以看到，为什么在这里保罗他也必须去接纳软弱。
Now this is God, the creator of the universe. This is His way.
这是创世主的做事的方式，这就是神的道。
You can only even come to salvation in the first place if you embrace what the world thinks is foolishness and weakness.
如果你要接受神的救赎，你就必须先接受世上认为愚昧的、软弱的。
To come to God, you have to admit to yourself. You have to take a good, clear look at yourself and say, "I'm a nobody."
如果你要接受神的救赎，你就必须先检视自己，先要了解到自己真的是一无是处。
You gotta say, "There's nothing I can put on my resume that will make me acceptable to God." And make him want to take me as one of his own.
如果你要让神接受你，你就知道说你在神的面前，如果要写一张履历表的话，你履历表上面根本没有什么东西好写的。
It's like a company taking applications for a job.
就好像一个公司他们要征一个人。
It's a new position and it's very well paying.
是一个新的位置，薪水很好。
Since it's a new position, the human resource department is not sure how to pick a candidate.
因为这个职位是新的，所以人事处他们也不太知道要怎么甄选。
So the boss comes up with a way of doing it.
那老板他就想出一个甄人的方法。
Why don't you let the candidates say why they're qualified for the position? You don't tell them the qualifications, just let the candidates say why they think they're qualified for this position.
那老板就跟人事处说，让这些来应征的人讲他们为什么。讲说他们为什么觉得自己有资格来做这个工作。
And then in that you'll see, oh, this is a good reason for a good qualification, so they'll figure out who to choose.
那他们可以看这些人怎么讲，他们就从这些人当中来选一个。
So they all submit a resume and they write an essay. Why am I qualified for this position?
所以那些要应征的人就必须送他们的履历表来，然后再写一篇论文。论文就是写他们觉得他们为什么有资格来做这个工作。
Any of you managers or bosses?
在场有没有人是已经当到经理、当到老板的？
I don't personally really have this experience, so I don't know how you do it.
我自己也没有当过老板，所以我不知道怎么征人的。
So, but I know the other side. I know how people apply for jobs.
可是我知道那些来应征的人心中在想什么。
I know how people set up their resumes.
我也知道人们都怎么样写履历表。
You all know how to pad your resume, right?
大家都知道怎么样把履历表写得最好最亮丽。
You'll take some experience you've had and make it sound really responsible and important and good and skilled.
大家会把过去做的事情写得好像你过去做的事情非常重要，写得你非常有经验、有技术。
Maybe you're someone who just ran errands for everybody, but you'll somehow say you were an administrator. Maybe you're someone who just ran errands. People said, "Go get this for me," but you'll say you're an administrator in the company.
可能你在公司之前的公司，你只是个跑腿的，可是你会跟人家说，哦，我是管理这些行政事务的。
So this job, a lot of people apply for it.
所以很多人就来应征这个工作。
And they get nice, beautiful paper and choose the best descriptions they can of what their experience is in the past.
所以他们就用最漂亮的纸来印他们的履历表，履历表上面写满他们的丰功伟业。
And of course, if they made good grades, they put the good grades down. If they made bad grades, they don't mention grades. They just put down what school they graduated from.
他们就把他们以前大学研究所最好的分数都写在上面。如果一些科目分数不好的话，他们就不写。
And then they sit down to write their essay.
然后履历表弄完了，他们就开始写他们的论文。
And why am I the best person for the job?
他们就有写说为什么我有资格来做这个工作。
But one person takes a plain white piece of paper.
可是就有一个应征的人，他就拿了一张白纸。
He puts his name on the top.
在白纸上面写自己的名字。
And he starts thinking, what am I going to say?
他就想说我这论文要怎么写。
And he thinks about the job he's applying for.
他就又思考他要去应征的这个工作。
And he writes a short paragraph in the center of the page.
他就在这张白纸上面写一段很短的话。
He says, I thought about all my past work and awards.
他就是说我思考过我过去做的一切，还有我得过的奖项。
And then I considered the position I'm applying for.
然后我再来思考我现在要应征的这个工作。
And I realized I have no prior experience for this kind of position.
我了解到我要做这个工作我根本没有任何经验。
There's nothing I've done in the past that I can credit towards making myself qualified for this position.
我过去做的没有一件事情让我可以有资格来做现在我要应征的这个工作。
And as the boss starts looking through all the resumes and all the essays,
那老板他收到这些履历表和论文他就 一张一张的看。
Then he gets to this one.
他看到了这一张。
And he holds it up.
就把它抽出来。
He kind of rereads it twice because he wasn't used to seeing this kind of application.
他就仔细的看了几遍因为他没有收过没有看过这种履历表。
Then he picks up the phone and calls the human resources department and says, job is filled.
他就打电然后他就打电话给人事处说这个工作我们找到人了。
Don't take any more applications. We found the one we want to hire.
不用再增人了，我们已经找到要用的人了。
This is how you get into the kingdom of heaven.
我们要进天国也是如此。
You can't hold on to any pride. You have to say, there is nothing to my credit that would God would accept me.
我们一定要放下骄傲，因为我们所做的没有一件事情是可以让神来接纳我们的。
I mean, don't you realize if you thought there's something to your credit that you would be accepted to God, what Jesus did would seem such foolishness.
因为你如果觉得你自己可以凭你过去做的一切事情让你进天国，那耶稣为你所做的岂不是看起来很愚昧吗？
What's the point of him coming and dying just to show, oh, God loves me so much?
为什么耶稣来世上受死呢？难道只是要表达说，哦，神很爱我吗？
No, the only reason that would make sense is if you say, I am such a sinner, I should have faced this curse, and the only way that it could be dealt with is if Jesus took my place. That's the only way I can be saved.
耶稣为我们死最重要的意义就是因为我们知道我们是罪人，我们都在死亡的诅咒之下，唯有耶稣带我们受死，我们才能够受拯救，这就是十字架的最重要的意义。
So becoming a Christian, you say, I am weak, I am a sinner, I am in need.
所以成为一个基督徒就是知道说自己是个罪人，自己很软弱，有需求。
So taking that first step towards becoming a Christian is going to make you look foolish to the world, because you got to admit, I'm weak, I'm a sinner, I'm in need.
所以信主的第一步在世人眼中常常是愚昧的，因为你必须先承认说自己是个罪人，自己很软弱，自己有需求。
That's why it's so often so much easier for poor people or sick people to become Christians than the rich and the wealthy.
可是这也是为什么生病的人、有需求的人可以比较容易信主，反而是有权力、有钱的人，他们不容易信主。
Because the rich and powerful have more trouble being able to see their need.
因为有钱有势的人，他们不容易看到他们有自己的需求。
Because there's always something they want to put on their resume.
因为他们看他们过去所做的事情，总是觉得他们做的有丰功伟业。
They look at their life and they say, "Have I not succeeded this way?"
他们回顾自己的生活，他们会觉得说，我生命不是过得非常成功吗
？Do I not have something that would commend me to God and make God want to accept me? Look at what I've done.
你看我过去做这么多好的事，好事，难道这些好事不足以让我在神面前可以看起来光鲜亮丽吗
？But not until they see their need and say, I can't put anything in my essay. That's when they're close to coming to faith in Jesus.
可是除非他们看清自己真的是一无是处，没有什么可夸的，这个时候他们才有办法更亲近主。
So actually, though it looks like weakness, it's actually the most strong and courageous thing to do when you can look at yourself without pretending and see, I'm in trouble, I need help. That's a courageous thing, although it looks like a weak thing.
所以你如果能够真正去面对你的软弱，承认自己是软弱有需求的，这才是真正有勇气的做法。虽然说这种做法在世人眼中看为是愚昧。
Now if you look at verse 24, it kind of tells you why do some people actually, why are they able to embrace this weakness in themselves and come to faith?
在24节这边我们可以看到为什么有些人他们可以有办法来承认自己的软弱。然后来信主。
The cross of Christ is foolishness, but to those whom God has called.
24?
Yeah, the foolishness to the Gentiles, but to those whom God has called.
24节上面，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
But to those whom God has called, I'll just stop there.
但是
But if God called you, that's what makes you willing to embrace this weakness.
但是如果神呼召你的话,
God calls you.
神呼召你,
and that call brings you to see past your foolish thinking.
因为神的呼召, 所以你才能够 不造是，就是你能够知道说，世人看为愚昧的， 其实是智慧。
And that call brings you to see the power of God in the cross, and not foolishness and weakness.
因为有神的呼召， 你才可以知道原来十字架上的不是愚昧，而是神的大能和智慧。
And you put your trust in it.
你才能够来信主。
We can't trust something that's weak and not powerful.
因为我们没办法去。 事实上是没办法相信那些软弱、没有力、没有大能的东西。
And as long as you think of the cross as something that's unnecessary, you can't put your trust in it. I mean, that's only reasonable. Until you see it's necessary, you're not going to put your trust in it.
如果你不觉得说你需要十字架，你不觉得说耶稣为你受死有什么重要性，你也没办法去相信他，除非你可以看到自己。 需要耶稣为你上十字架，你才能够知道他的大能。
And the Bible says, it's by grace we're saved through faith, and it's that trust is what saves you.
圣经也告诉我们，是借着神的恩典还有信，我们才能够得救。
It's that trust in what Jesus did and what He promises that gets you the benefit of what Jesus did.
因为你相信耶稣的应许，相信他为你所做的。 因此借着这信，你才能够得着他为你准备的救恩。
Now, I want to hammer in this point about God choosing the weak things of the world.
我必须再次强调，神他真的是拣选世上软弱的来成就他的救恩。
And so, if you'll flip a few chapters forward to chapter 6.
大家翻到哥林多前书六章。
And look at the way Paul describes the people in the Corinthian church. And what they were that when God called them.
但这边保罗描述哥林多教会的人以前是什么样，在神呼召他们之前，他们是什么样的人？
1 Corinthians 6:9-11.
哥林多前书六章九到十一节。
Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of heaven. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做孽童的、轻男色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。The
scum of the earth is what you were and what I was.
我们过去都是人渣。
The lowly,
卑贱的人,
the sinner,
罪人,
the one who doesn't deserve a presidential award but deserves to be arrested and be in and out of jail all the time.
我们这些人都是不配得奖项的人，我们应该都是被送去坐牢的人。
The people we look down on, the drug addict type people, the ones that do petty crime and get arrested periodically and come back out and get back in jail and like that. That's the kind of people we're talking about here.
这边看到的这些人都是一些罪犯，常常被因为犯罪被抓去监牢关，而且是重复再犯罪的罪犯。
We have to see our sin in that light.
我们的罪也跟这些罪犯一样。
And Jesus says another way, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like a little child, or like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣他也说过，除非我们回转，成为小孩的样式，断不能进天国。
You have to see that you're lowly and you're not the big boss and the great person in the world.
我们必须知道说自己都是卑贱的人，不是大老板，不是那些很有名望、很有地位的人。
The one thing children know is that there's some adult there that can boss them around and they got to obey.
小孩他们其实都知道说，他们要遵从父母的话，他们要顺服。
And actually what happens sometimes is God will take a person and take them away from their heights and knock away everything that they were putting their trust in. And they'll actually get sick and on the verge of death or lose their job or something before they're able to embrace the cross.
有时候神会做一些事情，比如说他让一个有钱有势的人，他让他失去一切的钱财，他所依靠的一切都被神拿走，这个人还生病，甚至病得快死了，一直到这个时候他才有办法来信主，来接纳软弱。
So don't forget where you came from.
所以我们不要忘记我们以前是什么样的人。
But notice where you're going.
但是我们也要注意到我们前面的目标在哪里。
Verse 11, and that is what some of you were.
十一节这边说，你们中间也有人从前是这样。
You don't stay that way.
但是我们不能一直像过去这样。
If you embrace the weakness of the cross, you will see a power and a strength stronger than anything on this earth.
如果你接受了十字架的软弱，你就可以看到十字架上的不是软弱，是大能，是大能大过世上一切的能力。
And it's a power that changes you.
就是这样的大能才能够改变你。
Now I don't know. It's hard to remember because we see the tribal groups in Taiwan that have beautiful songs and beautiful dancing, but some of them used to be headhunters.
我们看台湾的原住民。我们都看到他们穿着很漂亮的衣服唱歌跳舞，我们很难想象说从前有些台湾的原住民是会猎人头的。
And they're connected with all the Polynesian peoples across the Pacific.
他们这些台湾原住民跟太平洋地区的波利尼西亚人其实是有血缘关系的。
There were quite a few islands that were filled with cannibals and headhunters.
在这些太平洋的岛屿国家的原住民里面，很多人他们都是食人族，会去杀人的。
Now I heard a story about some sophisticated postmodern person who came to visit a Polynesian island.
我曾经听过一个后现代主义的人，他去一个太平洋在波利尼西亚族人的岛屿上。
And he sat down on a rock and was talking to the chief.
他就坐在一个石头上，跟那个原住民族的酋长谈话。
In that Polynesian island, everyone was a Christian or professed faith.
在那个岛上，其实已经很多族人都已经信主了。
And so that sophisticated Westerner was saying, "You guys are behind the times."
所以那个自视甚高的这个西方白人就说，你们这些人都太过时了。
We've already got past all that religious stuff.
我们都已经不信基督教了。
And the chief looks at him.
然后那个酋长就跟这个白人说
，And he says, turn around, look back at the rock you're sitting on.
他就说你转头过去看看你坐的这个石头后面是什么。
There's a little dip in the rock.
那个石头上面有一个凹槽的地方。
And there's this little channel coming out of that dip in the middle of the rock.
然后那个凹槽中间有一条小沟。
He said, if it were not for Christianity,your head would be there and your blood would be rolling out already from the first point you came to this island.
他说如果不是因为我们已经信了基督教，你一踏上这个岛屿，你的头就会被压在那里，被砍掉，你的血就是从那小沟流下来。
That's a power unto salvation. It changes people.
所以这就是救赎的大能，改变人心。
That Westerner didn't think he needed Christianity, but at that moment he needed those people to believe in Christ.
那个西方白人他自以为他不需要基督教，可是要不是这些族人他们已经信了基督教，他早就没命了。
God's business is to take that which is low and dirty and destroyed and take it and redeem it and make it beautiful.
神的大能工作就是拣选那卑贱的、被抛弃的、被毁坏的，重新建造他们，让他们成为美丽的。
So yes, you were weak and you foolish when you come to Christ.
所以没错，我们来信主的时候我们是软弱愚昧的。
But there's a strength and a power and a change.
可是神在神里有大能，有改变，有力量。
You don't stay where you are.
你不再跟过去一样。
But at the same time, you continue to know your weakness.
可是同时你也开始了解到你是软弱的。
Because this is what Paul says in that last part we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Because you see,That power at work on you, God also then calls you to do beyond your ability.
因为在哥林多前书二章这边我们可以看到神他呼召了你之后他也开始要你去做你原本能力所不做不到的事。
And that's the last thing I want to talk about.
我接下来就是要讲这一点。
In your weakness, God calls you to do things that are beyond your ability.
你知道你的软弱，但是神他要呼召你去做你能力所原本不能及的事。
But you can attempt those great things in God's strength.
可是你可以靠着神的大能来完成这些不可能的事。
It's like sharing the gospel.
比如说分享福音。
Really, that's beyond our ability.
其实我们要靠自己能力去分享福音是不可能的。
To accurately tell someone else, communicate to them, why is it that I believe this, and how is this supposed to benefit you? And for them, their hearts to turn and change and believe, it's beyond our ability to do.
你要告诉人家为什么你会信主，为什么他们也需要信这个神来改变他们的生命。你如果要靠自己的能力去做这种事，事实上是办不到的。
It's not enough to have wise and eloquent and persuasive words, as Paul was talking about.
你所需要的不只是智慧，还有能言善道，这还是不够。
Because of the heart of the other person, it's too high a barrier. You can't overcome it with convincing them through arguments.
因为搞不好人家比你更能言善道，你没办法跟他们争论，要他们信主。
Did you know that before Paul became a Christian, he was considered one with a brilliant mind?
大家知道，在保罗信主之前，他是当时最聪明的人之一。
He had the best training. It's like you graduated from the best law school in Taiwan. He had the best training of the day.
他当时所受的教育所受的训练是当时最好的，就好像现代人受最好的法律教育一样。
He studied under the most famous teacher. His name was Gamaliel. And Paul was one of his best students.
他当时的老师是那时候最有名的老师叫加马列，保罗是他最得意的门生。
And so as you turn back to 1 Corinthians 2, you would expect him to say, when I came to you brothers, and then use all his wisdom and skill he's been trained in his rhetorical excellence to convince them of things.
保罗在哥林多前书二章这边，他来到哥林多教会，他难道他用他要他的能言善道，他所有的所受的那些演讲训练吗
？But he didn't depend on his own strength.
但是他并没有依靠自己过去那些训练。
He knew it wasn't enough.
他知道他拥有的一切是不够的。
And so he came to the Corinthian church with fear and trembling.
所以他来到哥林多教会的时候是又惧怕又战惊。
And the only thing he could do was focus on Christ and him crucified when he's trying to share this good news.
所以他要跟他们分享福音的时候，他唯一能够专注的就是告诉他们耶稣还有耶稣钉十字架。
So you see, God often causes you to continue to experience weakness even after you become a Christian, because after that he'll call you to do things that are still beyond your own strength.
所以你在信主之后，神常常会让你经历到你自己很大的软弱。那但是在那之后，神就会带领你去做很伟大的事。
But as 2:4 says, it's with the Spirit's power.
但是就像第四节这边说的。这是靠着神的大能来做的事。
And that's so people's faith doesn't rest on man's strength and man's wisdom, but on the power of God.
所以这样，我们做事情就不是靠着人的智慧和能力，而是靠着神的大能。
So that's our call, our ultimate call of embracing weakness. We got to embrace it to come to faith, and we continue to embrace it and not depend on our own strength, but on God's power.
所以神呼召我们，就是要我们明白自己的软弱。明白自己软弱之后，再也不会依靠自己的能力，而是靠着神的能力。
And so when we get back to Matthew, we'll be looking at Jesus and his embrace of the most debased and the most sad and the most lowly of weakness.
所以我们看完这边再回去看马太福音的时候，我们就要读耶稣所经历的最卑贱、最痛苦的经历。
The cross of Christ.
就是十字架被钉死。
And I want you to write down 2 verses and go home and read them.
我希望大家写下两个经文，两个地方的经文回家自己看。
1 Corinthians 15:10.
哥林多前书十五章十节。
And Philippians 4:13.
还有腓立比书四章十三节。
1 Corinthians 15:10.
哥林多前书十五章十节。
And Philippians 4:13.
腓立比书四章十三节。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Oh Lord, we just can't imagine in our own wisdom your plan.
主，我们靠自己的智慧是没办法明白你救赎计划的。
And we pray you would just open our eyes and help us to put our trust in you.
我们求你打开我们的眼睛，让我们能够信你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I don't want to keep you too long. And this whole January, you've been sitting an extra long time to also hear testimonies.
今天不要讲太久，因为一月以来，我们每个礼拜天的讲道还有见证都很久。
But we have two testimonies today.
可是今天有两个人要做见证。
Richard and Kez.
Richard 跟 Kez 要做见证。
So who wants to go first? You can stand up real quick and then sit down and stretch.
大家如果要站起来伸展腰也可以，没关系。
As Richard is walking up, stand up and stretch.
Richard 在准备，大家可以站起来伸展一下。
I realize this is kind of an election speech, basically.
我觉得好像在选竞选的时候要发表演讲一样。
I guess as process of becoming members of the church.
因为要成为教会的会友，就要经过这一关。
So, my speech is a little political.
好像我要讲的，好像也有点带政治性。
It's a little bit of a what you call it testimony.
这就是见证。
And a little bit of a statement of purpose, I guess.
好像也有带一点目的的演讲。
I might be pushing your interpretation skills today.
可能会让翻译的人不好过。
All right. So let's go. The problem with Christians is that sometimes the only thing they seem to want to know about you is where you're going to go tonight when you die.
好像有些人他们觉得说成为基督徒。最重要的目的就是要知道死后去哪里。
And to be quite honest, it was kind of this obsession with death that helped drive me away from the church.
因为基督徒都这么关心死后会去哪里，让我觉得就不想去教会了。
I was looking for knowledge of life, and I kept on getting this death-driven narrative.
我寻找的是生命的知识，不是这种对死亡的这种狂热。
Then. Yes, it was yesterday, 10 years ago.
大概是十年前的昨天。
My day to die tonight almost came.
那时候我几乎丧失生命。
I'd been on a car highway trip, and we had a very, very big accident.
那时候我在高速公路上面发生了一件重大车祸。
And as I lay lying in the ambulance, they were taking me back down the highway that I'd just come.
那时候他们就用救护车要载我离开现场。那在下高速公路的时候
，You know what I was thinking?
大家知道那时候我想的是什么吗
？I'm high on morphine. Isn't this awesome?
我好像喝了，好像是打了吗啡针一样，乐不思蜀。
My sister was waiting for me when I arrived at the emergency room.
我到被送到急诊室的时候，我妹妹已经在等我了。
She was crying.
那时候她在哭。
I remember smiling quite happily at her and saying, "I'm alive."
那时候我还很高兴的对她笑说，我还活着啊。
And they wheeled me into the hospital, and it was like in the movies where the lights are going by. And the nurses around you.
那时候我就被推进医院，好像是电影的情节一样，到处都是灯，然后你身边全部都是护士。
And after a while, the morphine would wear off.
那不过不久以后，那个吗啡因的效果退了。
And they'd pump some more into me.
结果他们又帮我打一针。
And man, you could feel your head sinking into the pillow.
你也感觉好像是头沉进很松软的枕头一样。
And the pain became a distant reality.
那我那时候并不感觉疼痛。
And it was good to be alive.
那活着感觉真好。
Well, God, I have discovered along the way, sometimes a little bit like morphine. God is like morphine.
所以我觉得神，有时候对我来讲，好像就是打吗啡针一样。
Sometimes when pain is unbearable, He will fill you up with His Spirit for a while, and you realize, wow, it's good to be alive.
如果你生命中的痛苦让你无法承受的时候，神他会帮你提升你，让你觉得生命还是可以忍耐的。
I remember as a student once, I spent 2 days sitting on my bed, cross-legged in a Buddhist-style kind of meditation.
我记得我还是学生的时候，曾经盘坐两天。
At the end of the second day, I got up and went out for a walk.
那这种佛教式的盘坐两天之后，我就起身到外面走一走。
And the evening was quite chilly and cool.
那天晚上很冷。
And as I breathed, my stilled mind kind of worked together with the oxygen, and I had a state of lucid euphoria that I've never had since.
那个时候我呼吸的时候，我觉得我整个身体好像都是跟我一起在呼吸一样。我那时候经历一种喜悦，是一种很罕见的喜悦。
And I was so happy I could die.
高兴，我心情好的，我甚至可以去死。
God can sometimes make you feel that happy.
有时候神他可以让你觉得这么喜悦。
All right, this way might get a little tricky for you. I had a bad acid trip once. I don't know how to... LSD?
LSD? Is it a disease?
No, it's a drug.
我曾经用过这种 LSD 的麻药。
Yeah. We call it acid sometimes. I had a really bad trip once. And...you may never know, but when you take acid, it lasts for a long time. And everything in my head disintegrated.
用这种毒品的效果，就是这种毒品的效力非常强，持续很久，你会觉得你脑中的思想都碎成片片。
And it just went on breaking down and breaking down and breaking down and breaking down. It was a horrible, horrible time.
所以你会觉得你整个人好像一直分裂四分五裂这样子，那是一种很可怕的感觉。
And God can be like a bad acid trip sometimes.
有时候神也可以像这种毒品一样恐怖。
He can strip you of all your illusions.
他会把你所有的幻想，你的都把它拿走。
But I've never died.
可是我并没有，其实我没有死，我还活着。
And I'm never going to know what that's like.
那我也不知道说。这种感受是怎么样？
It's just going to happen.
我只知道说就是会这样发生。
So God is not like death.
所以神跟死亡还是不一样的。
And I can gain no knowledge of Him in my death.
我如果死了，我就不知道神是什么一回事。
And He's going to want to know if I know Him, not where I am. When I die, He's going to want to know if I know Him, not where I am.
如果我死了，神他关心的也只是我有没有认识他，而不是我身在何处。
So I've gotten to know God through life. He's got the ability to take any experience that you've had in your life and use it to reveal Himself.
所以我是借着生命才来认识神的。神会用你生命中经历的很多事情来让你认识他。
I was.Atheist at one time, but God got me to believe in Him by reading a New Age book.
我曾经是无神主义者，可是呢，神他利用我在看一本新世纪的书籍的时候，他让我来认识他。
He got me trusting in Him a little bit more when He granted me a visa that I did not think I would get.
那时候我申请一个国家的签证，我得到的时候，我本来以为我拿不到，后来拿到了。神用这个经验来让我更认识他。
He humbled me by allowing me to get so far into darkness that I couldn't recognize myself.
他带领我进入到黑暗深处，我几乎认不清我自己。神用这种经验来让我学习谦卑。
The Bible says that God will lay your path straight for you, but He's led me on some wild goose chases.
圣经告诉我们说，神会带领你走上正直的路。可是那时候，神带领我走的是非常崎岖的路。
Led me completely the opposite way I thought we were going.
我本来是要朝这个方向去，可是神却带领我往完全的反方向而去。
And one day he took me to a church that represented everything I disdained about Christianity.
有一天神带领到我那个教会，那个教会的每一件事情都是我轻视、我讨厌的，基督教里面所有讨厌的东西都在那里。
And he decided it was there that he was going to let me know about what Christ has done for me.
神却决定在这个教会里面让我学习到耶稣为我做了什么。
I felt his hand on my back.
我那时候觉得神的手已经压在我背上。
I've spoken words to him I don't understand.
那时候我就跟神祷告，讲的话我自己也不知道讲什么。
I've experienced God living in me in ways that sometimes church doesn't allow him to be.
我觉得神在我里面活着，可是神在我里面活着的方式有时候是教会不认同的。So
I think that sometimes as Christians we forget that God made the world and everything in it.
所以我们身为基督徒的时候，常常会忘记是神创造这世上，还有世上的每一个东西。
Man manufactures, but God made the things that he uses to manufacture. So, he doesn't live in temples.
神不是住在圣殿里。
And he also made every person that inhabits this earth.
世上的每一个人都是他创造的。
And he determines the times for them and also the exact places where they should live.
他们在世上的年数，他们在世上居住的地方都是神所预定的。
And he did this so that we could seek him and perhaps reach out for him.
神这么做是要让我们能够来寻求他，并且能够接触到他。
So my joy about Christ is that everything that has happened in my life or will happen enables me to get to know God somehow more.
所以我在基督里的喜悦就是知道我生命中所发生的每一件大小事情都是神利用来让我认识他的。
And in coming to get to know him, I realized that everything the plan that he has for my life is designed in such a way to maximize my knowledge about him.
那我也很高兴，就是神在世上所创造的一切，都是为了要让我能够认识神到最深入的地步。
I should just need to choose out and reach for him.
我要做的就是要做一个决定，要不要来伸手来接触神。
So as a Christian, I feel that what I'd really like to do for God is to get non-Christians to reach out.
所以现在成为基督徒，我想为主所做的就是带领更多非基督徒来信主。
Thanks.
谢谢。
Getting me to do a testimony is a bad idea because I wasn't gifted as a public speaker, but I'm a great ranter.
要我来做见证实在是有点对我来讲有困难，因为我不是一个很会演讲的人，但是我是一个很会写作的人。
Ranter, like
ranter.
哦，但是我是很会乱讲话的人。
So feel free to throw tomatoes at me if it. Awful.
Okay.
Feel free to throw tomatoes at me if this is awful.
所以如果大家听得不喜欢我的演讲，大家可以随时提出指教。And
I'm not going to read these three pages.
我虽然写了三张纸，可是我不会全部讲。
I guess some background. One way I kind of like to think about my life is the image of borderlands.
先给大家一些背景，我喜欢看我自己生命的方式，就是我觉得我常常是活在边缘的人。
This is something I borrowed from a Mexican-American writer called Gloria Andalzua.
这种活在边缘的人这种讲法是我从一个墨西哥还有美国裔的这个作家学来的。When I
kind of came across her in studies at university, the image just really resonated with my experience of life.
我大学的时候看到这样的讲法，描述人生，这句话就一直印在我的心里。My
parents are first generation Christians, and I'm also first generation immigrants to England.
我的父母是第一代基督徒，他们也是移民到英国的第一代移民。So
in a lot of ways, I think I've inherited some of their struggles and some of their double life.
所以从他们身上，我也继承了他们的挣扎，还有他们这种两面生活的特质。
So growing up, I not only had the huge cultural difference of living in a Christian home, but surrounded mostly by people who were only very nominally religious, if at all, mostly not.
所以我长大的时候，我就活在一个很大的差异里面。我家是基督徒家庭，可是我们身边的人都是，有些是很多是非基督徒，有些只是名义上是基督徒。
Not only that, but also there was this whole clash of kind of a Chinese cultural upbringing with all the English stuff that was going on outside of the home.
不但如此，我家是中国的传统文化家庭，我身边的都是西方的文化，所以这也会有产生冲突。
So in so many areas of my life, I just felt that there was this huge frustration because I was in so many ways singled out and different from my friends and my peers.
所以成长的过程当中，我一直有很大的挫折感，因为我觉得我所经历的这些差异性，那我觉得我和我的朋友同期之间有很大的有一些冲突。
So obviously I didn't fully understand this at the time, but not only for religious reasons, but for cultural reasons, I think my parents were quite protective and prescriptive and strict in the way they brought me up, and this was a huge problem because most of the people I was with, their parents were a lot more laid back, a lot more relaxed, generally maybe more permissive of the way they were going about their lives.
因为我父母他们知道说我家和这个我们所居住的这英国的文化的不同，宗教的不同，我父母从小我长大的时候对我管得非常严格，什么事情都非常的严厉，这跟我的朋友的父母完全很不一样，因为我朋友的父母他们都比较放松，他们来讲管束没那么严格。
On top of that, as a younger child, maybe a toddler or preschool, I'd experienced a little bit of kind of some mostly verbal but occasionally physical racial abuse. So on top of that, my parents were more protective in order to try and shield me from some of those experiences.
而且因为我是东方人，然后从我还是小孩子的时候，上幼稚园的时候，就有人会骂我，或者是有点种族歧视我，欺负我。也因为如此，我父母就对我更加保护。
So there are kind of complicated effects of this mix of tensions that was going on.
所以因为我成长过程中有这么多的冲突和差异，这造成我成长过程的一些造成目前到现在还有一些影响。
I think I was born with a very dominant social gene.
我觉得我是一个很喜欢掌控我朋友的人。Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. But these kind of conflicting experiences kind of led me to develop quite an assertive, sometimes aggressive personality.
因为我成长的背景有这么多的差异，这些冲突让我长大以后变得是一个很强势的人。
As I was growing up, I became more and more not maliciously rebellious, but just kind of defensive towards my parents and just very frustrated with not having any control and not having the independence and the freedom to make choices that I wanted.
所以我长大以后我就会反抗我父母，我不是刻意反抗他们，但是我就会变得很在我父母面前很防卫我自己，因为我觉得好像我的生命中我很多事情都不能我自己掌控，所以变成如此。
And also with other people, with my peers, as a result, I suppose, of feeling like I needed to defend myself,at a younger age, I became kind of quite sometimes aggressive or a bit overexcited, occasionally even physically violent. If someone abused me physically, like shoved me or something, I wouldn't think it was wrong or I wouldn't hesitate from giving them a good kick in the shins back or something. And I got into the occasional kind of physical scrap up to the age of about 13.
所以呢，这变成我在跟我朋友同才相处的时候，我也变得很防卫我自己。有时候我是一个很有侵略性的、很强势的人。如果有人骂我或者踢我，就是欺负我、打我，我一定会毫不犹豫的打回去、骂回去，而且我不觉得这是错的。我一直都是这样子，一直到我13岁。
And yet, at the same time, at the bottom of this was all the kind of social friendly thing going on, and actually what I really wanted was just to belong somewhere and I guess just to feel at home and have friends.
那在这些问题的背后，其实我是很想要有一个家的感觉，很希望有一群朋友能够接纳我。
And also underlying that, I suppose, was the fact that I've been brought up essentially in a Christian home. I'd always been to church, and to a certain extent at that immature age, I did believe in God.
那我为什么会很想要有家，是因为我从小就是在个基督徒家庭长大，也定期去上教会。那所以某个程度来讲，我也算是一个基督徒。
But I think my understanding of Christianity, again, was very, very narrow, but again, kind of in line with my idea of what was fair and what was just and what was right in the world. So I had what I kind of narrowed down to four basic ideas about God.
那但是我当时候对于基督教的见解是非常狭隘的，不过基督教对我来讲是算是一个公平正义的一种宗教。那我现在可以把我当时对基督教的理解分成四种。So
from all my learning and memory verses and having a good memory and winning Bible quizzes and general know-it-all attitude, I'd come up with this.
所以那时候背圣经、读圣经，从基督教这种教养让我学习到以下的事：
1. God was good.
第一，神是良善的神。
2. God, Jesus was good.
第二，耶稣，基督耶稣是良善的。
3. Christians were supposed to be good, like Jesus.
基督徒也应该跟耶稣一样是良善的。
4. Saying you were a Christian without actually being good was wrong.
你如果说你是基督徒，可是你行为不好，那你就是这是不对的。
And it was maybe this final one that prevented me from having a really clear idea about where I stood before God.
那因为我有这第四种，就是最后一种见解，知道我在神的面前的想法是其实是有谬误的。
And so one Easter when I was 12, I got dragged along to one of these Chinese church events, which I began to loathe more and more as I got older because I was not regularly a part of that community, and it was just another one of these things where I was just like this kind of outsider. And but anyway, I got dragged along.
但是那时候有人要我去一个华人教，在英国的华人教会。那我很讨厌那个华人教会，而且我常常觉得我好像在他们，我没办法融入他们，所以就更不喜欢这个教会。
So my parents went off to reunite with all their old friends and go get some solid, long Chinese-style preaching.
我父母会去那个教会是因为在那边他们有他们的老朋友，而且他们可以听很好的中文讲道。And
I got sent off to the kids camp.
那他们在听讲道的时候，我就必须去上主日学。And
the youth worker went round the group of girls saying, "Are you a Christian?"
那时候我们主日学老师就跟我们一群年轻小女孩说：“你们是基督徒吗？”
And all the other girls nodded in the correct fashion and said, "Yes, I am."
那所有的小女孩都点头说：“是啊，我们是基督徒。”
But I had a bit of a problem because if I said yes, I would be a hypocrite because I was bad and Christians were supposed to be good. If I said no, I would be the odd one out, which again was another one of these things I really disliked.
那可是如果我说我是基督徒的话，我觉得我是个伪君子。 这样子就不对了，因为我觉得基督徒是要做好事啊，我不能做一个伪君子。可是如果我说我不是基督徒的话，那我变成那个所有的小女孩中唯一一个不是基督徒的，就很奇怪。So
I said I don't know.
所以我就说我不知道。And
so I got pounced on by the youth leader and taken away for a one-on-one.
所以那时候那个主日学老师就吓到，就要跟我一对一的教我。
So she kind of explained away my worries about the hypocrisy thing by explaining all about grace and how it wasn't about what I did, but about what Jesus did. And we ended up with me praying the prayer, essentially because I couldn't really think of a good reason to not be a Christian other than that hypocrisy thing.
那时候我就跟他解释说，我觉得我如果说我是基督徒的话，我就变成一个伪君子。我也跟他讲说，我觉得说，当基督徒，你如果行为不好的话。 自称是基督徒行为又不好，这是不对的。那时候他就跟我，那时候主日学老师就跟我说， 信主是神的恩典，不是依靠你自己所做的。那那时候我也不是很清楚，所以就说我是基督徒。
I didn't have a reason other than that to not want to be a Christian, so I said yes.
所以那时候其实我除了怕我是伪君子这件事情之外，我也没有理由说我不要去信主啊，所以我就说好。
And I didn't really fully understand, kind of similar to what Brooke said, wasn't really sure if that really was it. Like, is that simple? You just pray a prayer and you're a Christian?
可是就像 Brooke 上礼拜说过的，我也不知道说信主就这么简单吗？就只说你信这样就可以了吗？
And things didn't change overnight. Like, I didn't become like this amazing person, and my problems didn't go away. Actually, a lot of these not belonging and a lot of these issues that I had carried over into my church life.
但是我那时候宣誓信主之后，我的生命也没有转瞬间改变，我还是有我旧有的这些问题，我还是觉得我没办法融入那个社会，那个教会，所以这些问题一直几乎在我整个教会生活里面都一直持续。
So at the age of about 14, I would say, 13, 14, I actually left my parents' church and went to another church that I knew one or two people. And I would say there probably I started to actually make some bigger, more noticeable steps in kind of growth and stuff.
所以我大概13、14岁的时候就离开我父母去的那个华文教会。
Oh, it's not, that wasn't a Chinese church.
哦，我十三十岁的时候就离开我父母去的那个教会，自己去找另外一个教会。在那个教会里面，我只认识一两个人，但是就是在那个教会里面，我开始真正有比较认识到基督教。
I think, at that point, I had a few more opportunities to maybe be under the leadership and mentorship of people who were kind of maybe very creative, very encouraging of creativity and very encouraging of trying to get young people to engage with each other in peer fellowship, to be kind of trying to discover what their gifts were and using them actively for God, meeting with young Christians, not just from the church, but kind of into church stuff, even kind of on a national level, going to stuff that gave you more exposure, I guess, to...more experiences and how that was relevant with God in your life.
那那个时候教会里面有一些带专门是带青少年的这些老师，他们很有创意，也常常鼓励我们，他们就很有创意，想一些办法让我们能够彼此融入这个教会的团体生活，然后教我们去发现我们自己的恩赐，如何来服侍上帝，也让我们有机会跟其他教会的青少年能够有团契的机会，那时候甚至有全国性的活动让我们去参加。
I had another one of those kind of typical experiences where there was one of these embarrassing altar calls when I was 14, and I kind of made a recommitment at that point, even though it was kind of awfully embarrassing, because I was like crying and shaking, and I was like, but if I don't go, I'm such a big liar, because this is the real thing, you know. So that was like maybe quite a significant moment for me.
那时候我虽然只有14岁，可是我那时候就重新宣告我信主。我那时候觉得非常的不好意思，因为那时候我一直在发抖，而且还在哭。但是我就在当时候就宣誓信主。
But even then, I guess just this kind of spirit of over dependence on self, wanting to be independent, make my own choices, and some of the baggage from before led me to still have suspicions about.Kind of mainstream establishment, anything, including church, and I really kind of resisted the submission to get baptized until I was 18, where I just kind of did it as a step of faith because I knew there was still so much more that God needed to do, but I knew that I had to make a public statement.
那我那个时候虽然信主，可是因为我太依靠我自己，太依靠我自己的想法，所以我那时候对于所有社会上的传统，包括教会里面的传统，都非常的反抗，非常的质疑。我一直到18岁的时候才受洗，而且我受洗也是凭借信心去受洗的，因为我当时觉得我还有很多信仰的问题没有解决。
But that was also a miraculous time because I said to God, okay, the deal is, I'm not going to become a member, but I'll get baptized because I think that's the obedient thing to do, but you have to make all my non-Christian friends come. And at this point, I probably only had about two Christian friends at school, and all the rest were non-Christians.
那时候我要受洗的时候，我觉得也是蛮奇迹的，因为我那时候跟神做一个交易，我跟神说，我可以受洗，但是我不要变成会友。而且我受洗的时候，我希望我的非基督徒朋友都能来看我受洗。我那时候大概只有两个基督徒朋友，其他全部学校里面的朋友都是非基督徒。
And even though I prayed like this to God, I was really gutless and I didn't invite my friends. I just kind of said something about kind of something getting baptized.
那时候我虽然跟神这样祷告，可是我那时候胆子真的很小，我也不敢邀请我的非基督徒朋友来看我受洗。我只是跟他们说我要受洗了。And
miraculously, about 3 days before my baptism, one of them turned to me and said, "Would you like us to come?"
不过就像奇迹一样，我受洗前3天就有一个 非基督徒朋友问我说：“你要不要我们去看你受洗？”
So that was amazing, and yeah, it's fantastic.
所以后来就像奇迹一样，真是太神奇了。
So my growth journey has been just very gradual, and there's been a couple of thematic things that God works on, and it's kind of like two steps forward, one step back, all the way.
所以我成长的过程，就是一种渐进式的过程，常常都是。 神他专注在我生命中几个问题来对付我，那常常好像是往前走了两步，又退了一步。
I'm finally beginning to understand Solomon in that I kind of just recently was looking at him and just thought, what an idiot, you have all those riches and all that wisdom and yet you waste it all on doing whatever you want. And then I realized that's really like what I do all the time.
我那时候看所罗门网的生平的事迹的时候，我就知道他真是一个笨蛋。他有这样的智慧，有这样的财富，可是他却把这些都虚掷在他要做的、要享乐的那些事情上面。可是我反过来想我自己，我觉得我跟所罗门网也没什么两样。
So, especially at university, I think I was just really blessed with a lot of spiritual input from peers and just the stuff that was going on up in Leeds. And at the same time, this was my first taste of complete independence. Like, I'd chosen to be at this university just miles and miles away from home in this huge city, and I could just do whatever I wanted whenever I wanted. And there was just this constant kind of back and forth between, okay, I just want to do what I want, and then really realizing, yeah, but you don't really belong to yourself anymore.
那时候我上大学的时候，在里兹大学，我觉得我很受祝福，因为我身旁的朋友很多都是属灵的朋友，而且身旁也有很多事情让我感受到属灵的这个气氛。那也是我第一次真正的独立离开家里，离开家好几百里，那所以我可以就是要做什么就做什么，在里兹那个大城市里面。可是我那时候也觉得我已经不再属于我自己。So
God's really works on two major areas. I guess my pride in just thinking that I can defend my own corner and do what I want, and this kind of moral high ground against the mainstream that accepts everything without question, and just led me to realize that I can question, that's fine, but I actually need to use his strength and understanding rather than forming my own conclusions.
那时候神对付我主要两件事情，一件事情就是我的骄傲。那时候我觉得我可以，就是要捍卫我自己，觉得我可以用自己的想法来做事。我那时候给自己一个很高的道德标准，可是我去质疑那些，算是基督教里面已经建立起来的一些美德标准。但是神后来让我知道说，我可以去质疑基督教里面的那些标准，但是我必须用神的力量和智慧来想这些事情。
Another major area was relationships. Just for a long time, I just wasn't really willing to submit to trusting God, to waiting for what he had planned for me. And right up till about 6 months before I met Richard, which was only about 3 years ago, I was still in all that. And when I finally submitted, I was like, okay, God, this really means that even if I have to be single till I'm 80, this is it.
那还有另外一件事情，就是我和神的关系。我一直不愿意顺服神，不愿意等待神的时间。那我这种情况一直持续到我认识 Richard 之前的6个月，那大概已经是3年前了。不过在我认识 Richard 之前的6个月，我已经愿意顺服神。我说神，你如果要我当老处女，我80岁都嫁不出去，那我也认了。
Which is pretty, actually, it was more scary than meeting Richard, because I was like, oh no, here I go again, just like being stupid and doing my own thing. And to actually realize that God was dependable and this was what he had planned was like, whoa.
那我说，所以因为有这种想法，我认识 Richard 的时候，我还以为说啊，惨了，我又来了，我又喜欢上一个男生。可是后来我了解到，这是神要给我的一个丈夫，我知道这是神的计划。那那时候我也认识到神是可依靠的。
So, sorry to keep you for ages, but just to conclude, I think the interesting thing about God is that I'm still where I was in that I still feel like a borderlander.
那我跟神的关系里面很有意思，因为一直到现在，我还是觉得我是活在边缘的人。
God hasn't changed that, but instead of taking me out of that into some comfy suburb, He's come to be there with me.
可是神并没有改变这一点，神并没有把我从边缘放到一个所谓的中心位置。可是神他自己亲自到这个边缘与我同在。
And I guess He, like Richard said, will use where we are and use our weaknesses to do what He wants to do and to kind of make us strong for Him.
就像 Richard 所说的，神就在我们目前的处境，在我们的软弱里面使用我们，用我们来成就他的计划。
And I don't know, do I have time to play a song or not?
那我现在要为大家弹一首歌，不然没有时间。
One thing I remember I used to rant at Joel about.
Okay. 我以前常跟 Joel 争论。
Is this whole issue of, you know, we forget that God made everything and we say to people, you know, God's left his imprint out there in the world, and yet we're so quick to put up the walls and be like, oh, this isn't totally and entirely evangelical, and so we've just got to not deal with it, and we just don't quite manage to redeem and celebrate everything that God's made without, of course, condoning all the stuff that doesn't belong to him.
我们常常忘记我们世上的一切都是神所造的。For the rest of it, I don't quite get it.I didn't quite get what you said.
So God made everything, and so there are a lot of things we can celebrate and use to give to point to God without, of course, condoning things that don't belong to Him.
神他创造了很多东西，我们可以跟世上的人说这些是神所创造的，我们可以来庆祝这些美好的东西，但是这也不代表说我们要去不用去限制。不用去限制说哪些不是来自神的。
So I was just listening to this song a while back. It's a U2 song, and it just really touched me.
我们现在要播一首歌，这首歌之前让我很感动。
And being the typical know-it-all that I was, I used to just kind of think that, oh, Christians just like U2 because they jump on this like mainstream bandwagon.
Oh, 喜欢 YouTube 好像不是主流的基督教音乐。我喜欢 YouTube 只是 YouTube 很红。
But I've just come to have huge respect for Bono because he, without going around being like, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, he really, I think, tries to live out God's call.
但是我很尊敬这 YouTube 的歌手，因为他不是会在外面到处跟人家说我是基督徒的那种人，可是他却活出基督徒的生命。
I think he brings a lot of glory to God for doing that.
我觉得他因为这么做带给神很多的荣耀。
So I'm just going to play you one of his songs. It's called Yahweh, and to me it just seems like a prayer.
我现在放这首歌，这首歌对我来讲，我觉得好像是一个祷告。
Take this shirt.